Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to a full After Hours with me, Rick Hogan. And thank you to Libby York for coming back to Chicago. Libby, how are you?
Good, Rick. How are you?
It's all. I know how excited you get when you come back here, but seriously, these days, you know, coming out of the, and we've talked about this before, coming out of that the pandemic shutdown, you are back with real purpose. I mean, if you go to Libby's wonderful website, Libby York, that's with two Y's, .com, you'll find out where she's going to be. She's going to be at Winners Jazz Club this coming week. Is it this week, the 16th? When is it? I can't remember.
It's this Thursday the 9th.
This Thursday
the
9th
first
for two shows.
Four over the course of the summer.
And other places too. So people who are traveling, you can just follow. You can be like a groupie of the Grateful Dead and just follow Libby wherever she goes.
I ought to get T-shirts.
Yeah, really, you should get T-shirts. How have you found the crowds, Libby? Since we've come back to a semblance of normalcy.
Yeah, really, really good. I was down doing concerts in Key West this winter and we were selling out. I mean, people were out,
wow.
You know, so I think the jazz audience, like the musicians, were ready to go, you know.
Well, there must be, you don't sense, I don't think, any kind of desperation. Do you see, you know, 90-year-olds more energetic than they were in the past when they're out? But there must be, I think, a real sense of relief, and you must feel it from the audience, don't you?
I think so. I mean, it's almost long enough ago now that you tend to kind of forget about it. But
yeah, yeah.
I think it impacted all of us, and certainly performing artists, where every theater, every club shut down. That was really an eye-opener, you know.
What about, talk to me about this, about your new CD, which I adore, and the nature of, what does it take these days, psychologically and business-wise, to make the commitment to press a CD?
And, of course, those are two very different things.
Yeah, no kidding.
The music part and then the business part.
Yep.
I mean, I've always just done, this is the fifth CD that I basically produced myself, although this was on Origin Records, which is a great label out of Seattle. And we ended up getting the best of the year, Downbeat Magazine. So, you know, you don't record with prizes in mind.
Of course
but it's
not.
Always good to know that people are enjoying the music, you know. I just started with just what I feel like singing and the musicians I want to work with. You know, that's how it starts.
Well, you've got a great quartet with a sort of special guest when you perform this Thursday at Winters Jazz Club. Talk to me about your band, Libby.
My band this Thursday is really great. It's Kevin Fort on piano and Eric Hochberg on the bass, and special guest Russ Phillips, who's one a wonderful trombonist and also vocalist. So we may put together a little vocal duet, and he's played with lots of big bands and all over the place, and he just has this wonderful tone on the trombone. So it's very special for me to get to play with Russ.
I'm going to, Libby. You sent me two songs, and I, as much as I love talking to you, I'm going to play both of them during this half-hour segment. So you can sit back and listen to yourself sing, and all of you others out there can listen to Libby York and Mountain Greenery. Just fantastic. Just fantastic. Go to LibbyYork.com to order Dreamland. That's the newest CD. And stay tuned. Libby will be back in a couple minutes. You know, and I need to think about this, Libby. I want to know what you do. How do you protect and nurture your voice to be able to keep it? keep it better than it's ever been. Think about that, and we'll be back. Libby York, my guest for a few more minutes. I also want to hear her sing again, and so do you. We'll be at Winter's Jazz Club, just across the river here, for two shows. I think 6:30 and 9:30. I always prefer the late show. And then she'll be back in June at Winter's, and she's playing all this. This is a busy summer for you, young lady, isn't it?
It is. I have some great things. I'm playing Mesro in New York, which is a great club, in July, and then up to Michigan and out to Delaware. And so,
and then back to Chicago, then back to Chicago in August to perform at Winter's and do one of those great Fourth Presbyterian Church concerts. And then in September back at Winter's. Winter's is becoming a real home for you, isn't it? It's a great space.
It really is. You know, the owner, Scott, has just been so great about just really keeping it a listening room, you know?
Yeah.
Please hold your conversation till after the musicians have ended, which is a beautiful thing.
How do you take care of your instrument, Libby? I came across something. I was reading about Frank Sinatra and realizing that Sinatra, who was undeniably a great singer, smoked a couple packs of cigarettes a day and drank Lord knows how much Jack Daniels every day. And I'm thinking, gee, that couldn't be good for your voice. But one does have to take care of one's voice. How do you do it? Do you have any secrets, or you just? Lay off.
Not a lot of secrets, but singers know, for number one, you have to get enough rest.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And number two, well, I do scales and even half steps on the piano, because you breathe differently when you sing than when you talk, and it's a muscle up there in your throat.
Yeah, exactly. Is it my hyperbole, but or when you listen to yourself now, you must be able to sense changes, if not, from the way you sounded 2 weeks ago, but certainly the way you sounded 5 years ago. Do you sense those changes?
You know, all I usually hear is woulda, shoulda, coulda. because you have very little perspective, and you remember being in the booth and what you might have done, and you never get it right, really. It's always an ongoing process. So I honestly don't listen to myself much until I have to.
When is that? When do you have to listen to yourself?
Well, like when Rick Hogan plays it on WGN.
Oh, okay. You can turn the dial and turn it lower. You don't have to. I'm not. Now you make me sound like some kind of ogre.
No.
Some audio ogre.
I appreciate it, Rick. You know that. And, I think a lot of performing artists are like that. They don't really want to have to see themselves or hear themselves. I can understand that. I know recording this one, I was much more aware of the fact that that microphone is like singing right into somebody's ear,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and you can relax and sit back and even whisper if you want to. And it's not like singing live. You know, the studio is definitely a separate skill.
Well,
which I love, you know.
And also the stage, I think, is a separate skill, too. It is a one where one has to bring a bit of theatricality, I think, to it. And also, there's a relationship, don't you think, Libby York? There's a relationship that forms whenever you are on stage with your musicians. The relationship is not simply between you and the musicians, and you're not turning your back like Miles Davis or something, but you're also having a relationship with the audience, maybe even specific members. How do you do that? I mean, obviously you're a very, very, very friendly performer, but do you sense that? Do you focus on one or two people, or do you try to do that?
You know, it's so interesting. It's been an ongoing process for me for years, feeling comfortable with an audience and, you know, learning how to give and take with an audience. And I'm finding lately less is more. Huh. The less I actually try to do anything and just really be present in the lyrics. Like in this show at Winters, we have some of the greatest, to my mind, lyrics ever written. And I remember reading a comment by Katharine Hepburn telling Anthony Hopkins when they were filming Lion in Winter. She said, "Don't act, just say the words." And, you know.
It's
almost like less is more.
Yeah, no, I totally, you know? Totally understand that. Well, where are you now? Were you traveling into Chicago?
I'm in Chicago. I've been back.
You're here.
Week,
oh, good.
So, yeah,
good,
I'm there,
good.
Yeah.
Getting acclimated to this strange springtime weather, which you know well. Ladies and gentlemen, before you hear Libby sing again, go to, or afterward or later tonight, go to LibbyYork.com and you will get a lot of information about her. You can even, there's a link to buy, you can buy tickets at WintersJazzClub.com too. It's a wonderful place if you haven't been there. Here, Libby, you don't have to listen. You can, you know, whatever. I don't know if you listen on radio or what you've got. I don't know how people listen anymore. But here is, this is a beautiful song from Dreamland, the latest CD. It really is getting amazing, amazing reviews. Libby, I can't wait to see you. Listen to yourself.
Thank you. You too.
Sing Still on the Road.